This is Convos with Marilyn, and you're listening to The Unromanticized Way to Heal. So before I begin, I just want to start off by saying that there's no straight path to healing. There is no guide, there is no book, there's no series or movie that can teach you how to heal in the perfect way. And I think I'm so used to finding the perfect way to do things that I don't do things my way, which is essentially the way that's best for me. Healing, like all scars, takes time. So you can't sit down and write in your journal and think that's going to flush away all of your problems. That's what happens in movies, but this movie you're living doesn't have a script or a proposed timeline. So what are we going to do? I'll just start off by saying you can't run away from your pain. Yes, you can avoid it. Yes, you can steer away for a bit, but when it wants to come back to you, it will. And I can't even tell you the magnitude that will fall on you when it does. So you have to feel it when you have the opportunity to. Sometimes we put off pain because we feel like we can kind of dilute it, you know, but it's insubmergible. It will always rise to the top, and when it does, it might have accumulated other things. So now you're dealing with the pain of heartbreak, and you'll now be dealing with the pain of, you know, academic failure, you know? And when two types of pain from different areas of your life are huddled together, you can't even imagine where you want to begin tackling. So feel your pain. Another thing is, if you think that your friends are going to understand the level at which this pain is affecting you, you're wrong. No one will ever be in your shoes because you're still wearing them. That's one thing I like to tell myself. You're still wearing those shoes, so nobody can, they can only sympathize with you to an extent. So when you tell your friends, oh, this happened to me, they'll tell you sorry, they'll hug you, they'll buy you your favorite Indian food. But that's all that they can do. And of course, we appreciate that, but you have to take responsibility. One thing I'll say is, of course, this is easier said than done, but you have to forgive yourself. Yes, you didn't cause yourself that pain, but you have to forgive yourself because a part of yourself is angry at you for allowing whatever happened happen or affect you. So you have to forgive yourself because you're human. And sometimes even pain that is kind of prepared for, or not so much prepared for, or pain that you kind of know is going to happen, still hurts. In fact, it might hurt you twice as much. So there's no way to escape the inevitable. So you have to feel it, bringing us back to our first point. Another thing is, you're not weak because you cry, and you're not strong because you don't. My friend Zainab was telling me one day that she feels like I'm such a strong individual. And out loud in my head, I completely disagreed. And you know, the first thing that came to my head was, I'm not strong, I cry all the time. And I don't know what toxic mentality was inserted into my system, but I don't know why I believed that crying equals weak. Allowing yourself pass out the emotions that you're feeling at the time that you're feeling it is the highest level of strength, because everybody's trying to put up walls. So you that allowing yourself to be vulnerable is actually the strongest. You're actually the strongest at the end of the day, you know? That's what I feel. So allow yourself to cry, to, you know, punch the wall, to scream, because at the end of the day, that's how you cope. You don't cope by shoving things behind you, because even when you do that, you might end up bleeding on somebody that doesn't deserve that just because you didn't want to heal your cuts, you know? Another thing I'll tell you is try your best to have a good time. And of course you'll be like, well, Marilyn, you said we should feel, yeah. Then what do you do after that? Yes, you cry and you lay in your bed and you do all of those things. But you stand up, you go to the movies with your friends, you eat popcorn and you pig out. You have a good time, you allow yourself to indulge. You know, one of my favorite parts of the Bible is when Elijah was literally telling God how he wanted to die, and he was literally, the response he got was, eat a snack and nap. Because at the end of the day, life is not that deep. Someone really wise told me that we give ourselves more credit in this world than we actually should. When you realize that you're just a dot on this planet, then you start to take things less serious. So when bad things happen, you just realize that there will be more after you, and there were much more before you. So it's not that deep. Yes, and this is not to invalidate your feelings, because that's, you're still feeling that. But you just have to realize that everything that you're feeling is completely valid, because it has happened before and it will happen before. So if those people were able to come out of it, you will too. So that's something that's reassuring, that has kind of got me through a lot of like rough patches. Another thing is, another thing that you should remember is, the darkest hour is the closest to dawn. So when you're in like the worst pit possible, just know that there's about to be a light that is insuppressible coming your way. Whenever you're in your lowest, just know that you're about to reach your highest. What's after a slump, you know? Like soon after, you ride up to a peak, and that's how the cycle continues. So you just have to have that hope. Your morning will come, even though your night seems to be going on. And it's winter here, so we have longer nights and, you know, shorter days. But the day is still going to come inevitably. That's just the way the world works. And I feel like, of course, God is so purposeful in everything that he does. Why didn't he just make us have morning forever? Why is there a distinction? Why is there night? To show us that regardless of the situation, or like no matter the point you are, you have to take advantage of the situation. Yes, like we can't even live without the sun, as science has proven. But then it goes away sometimes so that something else can take its place and other things can take course. That's the same way with sadness. You don't really say thank you for the good days if you've just been having consecutive good days. I realize that I'm more thankful now because I've had bad days, you know? So God gives us those bad days so that we understand that when life gets good, you have to hold on to that goodness with all you can. You become grateful when you didn't always have something, you know? So sometimes life can seem extremely difficult. Life can be extremely difficult, but nothing can make you feel bad, or nothing can beat you down except you let it. So of course, while you're healing and allowing yourself to bask in the pain and feel it and, you know, rise up, remember that when it's time to get up, you should. Like, you feel it. You'll know when it's time to get up and get going, and you'll feel when it's time to start doing what you need to do. It always happens, you know? And when it's time to get up, like I said before, forgive yourself. Know that you're human and nobody is immune to getting hurt or feeling hurt. So, live your life to the fullest. Smile, eat candy, drink soda to a reasonable measure, and laugh. Because life is so unpredictable. I think sometimes we're just like, oh, let's wait for life to get good before we have fun. That's false, because life is never going to be completely stable. So if you wait for life to be completely stable, you'll be at your most unstable before you do whatever you want to do. That's just the truth. So no matter where you find yourself, live. Don't hold yourself back, because regret is the most painful feeling. It's even worse than hurt. Okay. I know that most of my episodes have been shorter, but it's like, it's Convos with Marilyn, and most one-on-one conversations should be kept at a minimum so that you can really, really hear what I'm saying, because a word is enough otherwise. Okay, then. I'll see you in our next episode. Bye for now. If you liked this episode and think you know anyone who might need to hear it, please share it with them. Remember that you're not alone. You can't do life alone. So talk to somebody, listen to this podcast, and know that you're going to be okay. You just listened to Convos with Marilyn, and I hope you come back soon. Bye for now.